Many former Patriot players have taken to broadcasting after their football careers are over. Guys like Scott Zolak and Christian Fourier, who we are lucky to have on All Access. Three former prominent Patriot players chose the same path. What's surprising about that is they came from a culture here in New England where talking is frowned upon. Yet all three have succeeded at some of the highest levels in network television.
Okay, Hot Rod.
Might talk about Zach Ertz, tight end, Philly.
I never anticipated that I would be in the media.
Yeah, right there, because then I can highlight here. The move, there's Batonio, there's Joe Thomas getting the movement. Retirement came along, and then I started to figure things out because I didn't know what I wanted to do, really.
Top of the B block, we'll start with the Patriots practicing in the rain today.
Nothing's changed. The odds of a football player having a long career is not great. I mean, I think our average is about 3.5 years, so of course you got to have a plan B and C for that matter.
After 13 years of football, 13 years of NFL football, 13 years of Patriot football, I'm retiring. I was lucky. I was so lucky because I retired and 3 days later they called me and they offered me a job. And I said, where is it? And they said, Bristol, Connecticut. And I said, how far of a drive is that? Do I have to move? And they said, no. And I said, okay, I'll give it a shot.
You have to deal with him on every down. So much more valuable to me than a corner on the outside where you can choose not to go against.
There's a Rodney Harrison strip right there, baby.
The quarterback is still standing.
Some studio space opened up, and they said, hey, we would like for you to come in and work in conjunction with Tony Dungy and Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann at that time. And I was like, wow, I was kind of taken back because there's so many guys out there trying to do this, and this is something that I wasn't necessarily pursuing. And the opportunity opened up, and I said, you know, why not?
I don't think I ever was truly nervous. I think the problem that I had at first was hurrying. You know, just being too fast, thinking I didn't have as much time as I did. The very first time was, all right, 5 seconds in the show, guys, when the, you know, 5 seconds onto the jib. And I said, what's a jib? And they said, Teddy, just follow the red light.
We don't talk, we produce. We don't talk, we play.
Now I'm not afraid to express myself, but Bill Belichick was my leader back then. And what you did if you played there, I mean, to have a team, you all had to be on the same page.
No matter what running back it is, no matter what offensive lineman it is, they're scoring points, they're moving the ball. As I look at them offensively, I just see a good team no matter who's in there.
Bill taught me too well. He taught me to do my job, but I don't work for them anymore. You know what I mean? I don't work for the New England Patriots. I work for ESPN.
Going up against Tony Romo as a player, you know eventually he's going to throw it to you, and all you got to do is catch it.
Oh, boy.
And it was tough. I mean, there's times that we wanted to lash out, but we understood that that was our motivation. You know, we loved it when teams lashed out and said things about us.
I don't see any creativity when it comes to this offense and the players that they have surrounding him.
Well, I think in the beginning it was a little difficult to criticize, especially friends.
Why are you throwing the ball so much when you have a struggling young quarterback? You need to run the ball.
What I like to do as an analyst and as a former player is if I criticize you or I tell you all the things you did wrong, then I'm going to offer a few things that you can do to improve.
Well, if I'm Phillip Rivers, I have to make Antonio Gates the number one option, and you have to find a way to get Keenan Allen back involved in this offense.
Sometimes when you give your opinion, it may not be the most popular opinion. I mean, the most popular thing. It may not be something that a lot of players like, but it's my opinion. And one thing I try to do is I just try to be fair with everyone.
I mean, if you need 6 more games to determine if he's going to be a future quarterback, you need a new coach and a new scouting department.
That's just the way I am. And players get upset. You know, they forget about the 20 times that you patted them on the back and talked about how great they were.
I've seen enough. I don't think he fits in the system. I think you have to get rid of him.
But all of a sudden, you say one or two things on national television, they remember those two negative things or those two things that aren't so favorable. And they get upset and they get real sensitive.
Gino.
Well, he has to have some type of clock in his ear.
I would just think.
Oh, could I have that?
the D-line depth chart for the Rams?
Yeah, that's all.
And I'm going to say how the safeties are special, but this isn't, the disguise is good, but this isn't a special defense.
I'm not surprised that any of us ended up going this route because, to tell you the truth, it's this or coaching.
That's the way, see, that's how upset specials feel.
I think our personalities still come through pretty well through the lens or through the microphone.
You can't throw it up for grabs if you're Tom Brady. This game is too important.
Those guys, they played at a high level. They understood the game. It's easy for them to transition, you know, on stage or behind, you know, in front of the camera and talk about football. And you believe them because they, not only they talk about it, they went out and they did it on the field.
You see that?
It just makes me really proud to see those guys. I mean, because you see the guys that are on TV are some of the guys that study the most. Bruschi, one of those guys, you can ask him anything, and he knows it right off the top of his head. Same thing with Willie McGinnis. So it's really no surprise that those guys have reached a level of broadcasting success that they've reached. Really proud of those guys. It's really fun to have played with those guys and really sit back post-career and see the success that they're having.